Your smartphone is the most intimate object you own. It knows your location. It holds your money. It reads your private texts. It sees your face before your family does every morning. For the last decade, we've operated on a simple deal. We own the device and we decide who gets in. But 48 hours ago, the deal seemed to shatter. On November 28th, the Indian government issued a directive that sent a shockwave from Silicon Valley to every street corner in Mumbai. The order was blunt. Every new phone must come with the government's Sanchar Sathi app pre-installed. And the terrifying fine print. It implied the app could never be deleted. The internet exploded. Was this a safety tool or was it a digital ankle monitor for 1.2 billion citizens? We were staring down the barrel of a reality where the government had a permanent, unblinkable eye inside your pocket. The standoff with Apple began. The privacy activists sounded the alarm. The panic was real. Even I was ready to record an episode today about the death of digital privacy. And just then, as the hysteria hit its peak, the government did something unexpected. They blinked.
Agar aap isko apne phone pe rakhna chahte ho, to rakho. Agar aap isko delete karna chahte ho, to delete karo.
That was India's Union Minister, Jyotiraditya Scindia, stepping in to douse the fire. He says, if you don't want Sanchar Sathi, you can delete it. It is optional. The undeletable app, well, is deletable. The handcuffs are actually just suggestions. But if the threat is gone, why is the app still there? And now that the choice is in your hand, would you keep the app or would you uninstall it?
You're listening to Nelson John 360.
Nelson John 360.
Welcome to Nelson John 360. I'm your host, Nelson John. And today we are decoding the whole buzz around the Sanchar Sathi app. To understand the relief, you have to understand the panic. On November 28, 2025, the Department of Telecommunications, DOT, sent a directive to smartphone makers, Apple, Samsung, Xiaomi, and everyone else. The order said two things that triggered the alarm. One, you must pre-install the Sanchar Sathi app on all new phones. Two, you must ensure the app's functionalities are, quote-unquote, not disabled. Now, tech experts in the opposition read that phrase, not disabled, and interpreted it as, you cannot delete this. It looked like the government was forcing a permanent surveillance tool onto your device. The comparison wasn't bloatware. The comparison was spyware. As you can imagine, the backlash was instant. And today, the government blinked, or at least they clarified. Union Minister Scindia came out and effectively said, hold on, you misunderstood. He clarified that while manufacturers represent a mandate, they have to put the app on the phone box fresh. The user, however, retains the right to remove it. So, the new reality is this. When you buy your next iPhone or an Android phone in India, Sanchar Sathi will be there on the home screen, sitting right next to your YouTube and Maps. But if you long press that icon and hit uninstall, it will vanish, just like any other app. The digital handcuffs are actually just digital suggestions. So the constitutional crisis is over. Nobody is forcing you. But now comes the practical question. Since the government is recommending it so strongly, should you keep it? Let's look at why they want it there. The crisis, well, is real. 22,845 crore rupees was lost to cyber fraud in 2024. And the app isn't empty. It has great tools that are genuinely powerful. The kill switch. If your phone is stolen, the app connects to the CEIR database to block this device instantly. How cool is that? The eye, Chakshu, it lets you report scam calls and text directly to the DOT. The ID check, Now, it tells you if some stranger is using a SIM card in your name. If you keep the app, you have a direct line to these safety features. However, the privacy concerns haven't completely evaporated. Even if you can delete it, the app still asks for deep permissions like call logs, SMS, location. Now, if you are a privacy purist, you might ask, why do I need an app for this? Can't I just use the Sanchar Sathi website? Now, that's a valid question. And the answer is, yes, you can. Most of these features, blocking stolen phones, checking SIMs, work perfectly fine on the web portal. You don't need the app installed on your device 24/7, reading your SMS just to use the service probably once a year. Now, for so many tech-savvy users, the move will likely be buy phone, uninstall app, bookmark website. But here's the bottom line. The government has walked back from the ledge. This is no longer a story about state surveillance versus civil rights. It's now a story about bloatware. The government, well, is effectively paying for product placement on your phone screen, hoping that if the app is there, you will use it to stay safe. They've given you the tool, but they have thankfully returned your right to refuse it. So when you unbox your next phone, you will face a choice. Do you see a shield that protects your bank account, or do you see clutter that tracks your location? I'm Nelson John, and this is the Nelson John 360 podcast. Do show your support by following and subscribing to the podcast. Possibly, if you're generous enough, you could leave me a review and also share this with someone who might need to hear this. You can also connect with me on Instagram and YouTube. Just search for Nelson John 360. Until then, stay safe, stay updated, and exercise your choice.